Nicholas is our 9 News Bronco Insider, and he joins us now on the Johnson Auto Plaza Hotline. Mike, good morning. I'd like to start with the pursuit of Sam Darnold. Were the offers the same, and it was just simply choosing the Vikings over the Broncos?
I don't know if they were quite the same. $10 million seems like it was a little high for Sam Darnold. Jacoby Brissett was $8 million. That seemed a little high. The market jumped for those guys, the backup quarterbacks this year. But I do know the primary reason was, the Vikings had just more to offer, better receivers. Hockenson tore up his knee last year, but a terrific tight end. You play indoors. And really what the Vikings have as a backup, Stidham would be a lot harder to beat out. I think, they were probably selling Sam that he would be the starter. But they don't have any backup really to speak of in Minnesota. So that all kind of added up. Like the Kevin O'Connell system, I think he's familiar with. So the primary reason was he wanted to go to the Vikings.
Yeah, and you mentioned the Kevin O'Connell. He comes from the Rams, which is Sean McVay, who worked under Kyle Shanahan. So they run the exact same language, what he did last year. A little bit different from a personnel standpoint, what Minnesota uses versus San Francisco. But it's the same language, it's the same offense, just, a little bit more three-wide personnel than double tight ends or double backs. Let me ask you this then, Mike. Where do they go from here? Yeah, where do they go from here, Mike? At the quarterback.
Well, all I know is they got other options, and I heard Jimmy Garoppolo's name just a little bit. I don't know if they go into the trade market now, or Justin Fields and Sam Howell might be available. I haven't quite shaken that out. I mean, the Sam Darnold was their pursuit yesterday. I think they knew when they went to bed last night that Sam Darnold was going to the Vikings, and they were discussing other options, and we'll see when they convene this morning. I'm sure they're convening now at Dove Valley to decide their next course of action.
Mike, you've said many times on this show that you believe the Broncos and Sean like Jarrett Stidham. We know that they pursued Sam Darnold. So what kind of clues can that give us as to their interest in drafting a quarterback with their first round pick, or moving up for a quarterback with their first round pick? Because if you have Stidham and you sign a veteran quarterback, doesn't that seem like overkill at the position if you're drafting a quarterback that high?
No, I still think I think the idea is to have those two veterans maybe compete, and then I still think you take a quarterback at number 12. Now maybe if it was Sam Darnold, maybe you decide you're not going to trade up from 12. If you don't get Sam Darnold, maybe they do decide they better trade up to get the guy they want in the draft. But I do think, this kind of bridge quarterback is kind of what I've been calling them, to compete with Stidham. And I think they're going to back that up by taking a quarterback in the draft. Right now I would lean toward, it's a lean, not a certainty, that they take a quarterback in the first round.
So, Mike, let me ask you, you look at their draft situation. I look at where the draft falls right now, and I think the Giants are moving off Daniel Jones. So I think them at 6, you'd have to get ahead of them. I don't know if the Chargers are going to be willing to bargain with Denver at 5. So the Cardinals at 4. Do you have enough draft capital to go from 12 to maybe 5 or 4? And if you don't, then you're just left with what's over at 12, right? I mean, like, do they have a guy that they really like in this draft at the quarterback position?
Well, yeah, they I think right now the way it's setting up, you got to get ahead of Minnesota at 11, because Minnesota with Darnold is still going to take a quarterback. I think the answer is no, they don't have a capital to get that high. They might have, seven is Tennessee, right? And they're not taking a quarterback with Will Levis. Who's eight? Who's number eight in the draft? That's
Atlanta.
You know, seven or eight is,
yeah. Atlanta's eight, so, and the Bears are nine.
Yeah, so Atlanta, they're not going to take a quarterback. Right. So 7, 8, 9 is roughly where the Broncos would go if they're trading up. And I think they'd have enough to do that, but that's not going to be easy. That's going to be giving up quite a bit. I think it depends where they rate out those middle three quarterbacks. You know, the Knicks, McCarthy and Michael Penix. I think the order of those three from the Broncos perspective is McCarthy, Knicks and Penix. And you have to see. I mean, that's I think if Drake May falls somehow, some way, then maybe the Broncos think about, you know, let's say Drake May falls and he's still there on the board to seven. I don't think there's any way possible that happens, but other than a fall from the top three, they just got to take the best one that's there, you know, at number 12. And, you know, I think either Knicks or McCarthy, I know there's a lot of talk of McCarthy going higher. Maybe I'm not sure about that. If you're the New York Giants, it seems to me like McCarthy's similar to what Daniel Jones was 4 or 5 years ago as a prospect. And Jones went number six that year. I don't know. It's there's a lot that can happen here between now and the draft. There'll be a lot of shifting. But the Broncos, I think, right now, the leader in the clubhouse would be to take one of those middle three quarterbacks at number 12.
All right, Mike. We appreciate you, buddy. Thank you.
See you guys.